My story is a Shaggy Dog story. And by Shaggy Dog story, we usually mean it's not true. But this is a true story. And what I have to do is provide a kind of substitute series of names for the cast of characters, except for one character who's the star of the story. The setting of the story is a psychiatric hospital very close to here. The chief character of the story is a dog named Lolly, an ancient dog, a dog of medium size, a black dog, a dog with curly hair, and a dog who has been trained as a therapeutic worker and who goes to work every day with her mother, who is a psychiatrist, and who wanders through the ward and is stroked and loved by patients. Then there is Dr. X, and Dr. X is the subject of the accident, I would say, of the story. There is Dr. Y, who is partially a rescuer in the story, and there's Dr. Z, who suffers a part of the accident in a certain sense. So the setting is that Lolly is wandering through the wards of X Psychiatric Hospital, 5 miles from here. And she's actually limping her way through it. And I know Lolly well. I walked her last weekend. And arrives Dr. X, who's an internist who comes to look in on the patients and do things for their physical health. And she is rather new, and she does not know of the existence of not one but two, actually, dogs who work at the hospital. And she wanders around through the ward, and she sees various people. And at this point, Lolly is locked up in a small kitchen. And the doctor opens the door, sees the dog, and it's the end of the world. She loses everything. She loses her breath. She loses her balance. She loses her ability to control herself. She runs out of the kitchen and through the ward, and all the psychiatric patients are rearing up and looking at her. Lolly has sunk down on the floor. Dr. Y, who is the owner of Lolly, looks in on the scene and hears the noise. And at that point, Dr. X has crumpled to the ground and is hyperventilating. And so Dr. Y produces a large paper bag from the kitchen and puts it over Dr. X's head to stop the hyperventilation. And indeed, it does the job. Then Dr. Y calls Dr. Z, who is the internist who is the boss of Dr. X. And this hospital is set up in various, what would we call them, pods almost. And he has to drive down the hill and make sure that he's got a vehicle that he can scoop her up into and cart her off, which he does. And he takes her back to the main building, and he puts her on a couch, and he plies her with Klonopin, and and she has a little nap. Now, that was the accident. The postlude to the accident is that about a month later, Dr. X resigned. And there was no mention of Lolly the dog. And about a month after that, Lolly resigned. And she resigned by refusing to get into the car one morning. And that was the last accident.
Beautifully done.